And we're going to start out talking to Earl Bennett. He is still the chaplain at Post 201 in Sunbury of the American Legion. He is a past commander of Post 201, and he's very active in making sure that all of the youth programs that the American Legion has in Pennsylvania and around here get activated, and that there are young people get signed up, and that the word gets out. And that's why he's here today. So thank you so much for coming in. Let me start out by asking you, the American Legion is starting to talk about and really address the teen suicide issue that exists in our world today. Tell us about that.
As you know, I'm also the deputy district commander for
the Pennsylvania American Legion, District
17 of the American Legion. And I was put in charge of the children and youth activities. And when I looked at the list, teen suicide was at the very bottom. Well, for me, my own personal opinion, that was unacceptable. Had to move it to the top. So today, what we're doing, or I'm doing, at American Legion Post 201 in Sunbury, we are going to, for the first time, to the best of my knowledge, we are hosting a town hall forum on January 6th for teen suicide prevention. When we do this, we're going to have a panel of, I hope, experts, individuals that are dealt with this, that deal with this, and it's open to the public. They come in, they get to ask that panel questions. Now, on that panel will also be students. I feel that is the most important. Get the students' perspective, get the teenagers' perspective out there, and what can be done to help prevent it.
All right, so this is going to be a town hall forum, January 6th at Post 201. You'll have experts on the panel and students. This will be in the evening?
Yes. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock in the evening. And we have January 7th set up as a snow day, just in case. So that gives PennDOT 24 hours to clear the roads for us.
Well, if we're lucky, it'll snow on January 7th. How about that?
Not
on the 6th. Okay, so you're going to compile a panel of experts. Do you have anybody committed yet?
Yes.
Sure.
We have guidance counselors from Sealands Grove and Sunbury. Okay. We're combining the two.
All right.
All right. They're both within our district, rather close to home. Okay, we have guidance counselors, we have students from both schools, from middle school and high school. We have them, we have first responders, and the only one we are really, I'm having a problem with, is getting physicians there.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's tough. They're all busy. They're working long hours. So, okay,
absolutely.
Well, good. I hope you're successful. We'll give you some possible names here. We know a couple docs that come here and talk about that sort of thing when they are here. So that's a town hall forum on January 6th at Post 201. This is hardly the first time the American Legion, which we think of as an organization primarily addressing and providing for veterans of our U.S. Armed Forces, but it's not the first time that the Legion has talked all about kids. Tell us about some of the different things that the Legion does for young people. We have talked to you in the past about the oratorical and essay contest, so tell us a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. These are programs. It's a wonderful situation there. They get to write essays. They get to compete amongst other students and come out of it with a prize. Those that win, they end up with, they get to go to the state convention in some cases. They compete right on up to the level where when they appear before the state Legion convention, wherever it may be held that year, they get a cash prize. We have, what do you call it, scholarship programs for them and everything. And any student, whether they take part in that or not, they're going to college, and they have veterans in their family. Look into it. They may find out they have veterans in their family, they're members of the Legion, and they don't even know it because they don't attend meetings and so on.
So you want people to, young people to consider signing up. So the oratorio and essay contest, and this is about being an American. Usually there's a theme to it.
Yeah, it's all about building patriotism, building respect amongst the students and everything. Like I say, it's just fantastic because when these students start, they get involved in it. They start doing the research, and they really do find out what America is all about by doing this.
Well, we've had some of the young people come up and do their recordings of the oratorio part, where they not only write the essay, but they speak it. So we've been lucky enough. And we've sent some people to states and nationals.
Absolutely.
So.
And I'll tell you what, some of these students, they come up with these things, it'll bring tears to your eyes.
Well, yeah, they're super inspiring messages. There's no argument about that. We are talking about some of the activities that take place with the American Legion, primarily in Sunbury, but in Point Township. You could call them and find out more about them because Dick Simpson is there, and he, too, is one of the commanders of the American Legion of Pennsylvania. He's a member of Post 44, so that is... you can call over there. If you want to call Post 201, anybody can help you down there. It's 570-286-0431 is the telephone number. What is Keystone Boys State and Keystone Girls State?
Well, once again, those are competition. Well, I take it back. They're not competitions so much, but they, you contact your local Legion, any of them. Any of them can help you out. So if you live in Sealands Grove, you contact your local Legion. If you live out in McClure or whatever, you contact them. You these are programs we send students to during the summer. In fact, Keystone Boys State is going to be held down at Shippensburg, and they go for like a week, and they become responsible citizens as a result. One of my favorite programs is State Police Youth Week, where they get students get to work hand in hand with state police, and that's held in different locations and whatnot during the summertime. That one right off the top of my head, I think you have to be 15 years old or so.
Well, you
take
get all
part
the,
in it.
You can get all the details at the American Legion Post in Sunbury.
Absolutely.
So the Legion just isn't about people who are veterans, all the men and women around here who are veterans.
Right. But they also, something if you don't mind me touching on, okay, we also have a program for individuals that may be active, be mobilized from the National Guard and whatnot, okay, and they fall on hard times as a result, waiting, you know, they're getting a paycheck every week now. Now they get mobilized, they got to wait for that paycheck, okay? We have an assistance program as well, so something to look into.
Okay, so these are for active duty individuals who are deployed. And for their families. Yeah, that paycheck comes in handy for families, and then you lose that from your work site. Of course, the military gives you a bit of a reimbursement and so on. Well, we mentioned in Point Township, you can find the American Legion Post 44, and that's where you would find Dick Simpson, who's now a commander of the American Legion in Pennsylvania. Welcome. I'll pull that mic up to you, sir. Get a little closer.
Okay.
So, you are a commander, correct?
District commander.
District
of the 17th
commander.
District, yes.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, congratulations on that. You had to run for that, so we appreciate that. And, of course, your deputy commander is here. Just real quick, we're just about out of time, but you can emphasize to us how the American Legion tries to help young people.
Oh, yes. We have so many programs, and the thing about it is a lot of the programs have scholarship money with them. We have... I know last year the girl that won the state title ended up winning the national. I think she ended up with about $18,000 in scholarship money before it was all over with in the state oratorical program. And we have the State Police Youth Week. We have the Keystone Boy State, Keystone Girl State. And there's just so many programs. And there's programs for assistance and financial assistance and emergencies. It's just opened so many things, and so many things the public's not aware of.
All right. Well, and this is really, the American Legion really cares. That's what the point you want to get across.
That's definitely, and not only about themselves, about children in general. Certainly, we have our four pillars that we take care of veterans and those who have lost their lives and their families, and education of all children we're interested in. So it's definitely a program, programs that we are showing our interest in the youth of our country.
All right. Well, we have just enough time. I'll give you a closing comment. Anything to add, Earl? Some more wisdom for our good audience, please.
I'll tell you what. I'd just like to reemphasize this teen suicide prevention. All the programs in the world isn't going to help if we don't have the youth today is our future, and that's the emphasis.
All right, so that is a town hall forum coming up January 6th at the American Legion Post 201 in Sunbury. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Do appreciate that. American Legion Post 201 on Market Street in Sunbury, a town hall forum January 6th. There'll be experts on the panel, guidance counselors and students, and hopefully a physician. January 7th is the snow date. And as for this and all of the youth programs, just call the Post at 570-286-0431.